Is winning the lottery God's financial plan for you? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. It's tempting to think about how all of our money problems would be solved if we could only win the lottery. But that's not the path to prosperity, according to the Bible. Welcome to Day 4 of Crown's 10-Day Challenge to consider what the Bible has to say about money through Crown's Money Life Personal Finance Study. Proverbs 13:11 notes, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." In fact, later in Proverbs we read, "A faithful man will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." The key to building wealth is not hard to understand. It's just hard to do. It starts with a savings account. Now, I encourage everyone to begin with the goal of saving $1,000 for emergencies. Combine that with a little set aside each month. Interesting, in the Bible, it's the lowly ant that received high praise for preparing for the future. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and become wise. Without any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in the summer and gathers her food during harvest. Now think of Joseph. He received a warning of a coming famine from the Lord, a famine that could have led to global starvation. So Joseph had Pharaoh save 20% a year during the 7 years of abundant harvest to be ready to survive during 7 bad years. And you can do it too. When you receive income of any kind, the first payment you make should be a gift to the Lord, and the second should go into savings. Many tools exist that can create this as a regular life-changing habit. Learn more about what the Bible has to say about saving money in the Money Life Personal Finance Study. And for a free copy of Get Free, Stay Free, go to mymoneylife.org.